Chapter 18, Section 3. The Cold War at Home. Before you read, in the last section you read about the Cold War abroad. In this section you will read about the effects of the Cold War at home. Fear of Communist Influence. How did Americans react to the threat of communist influence? Many Americans felt threatened by the rise of communist governments in Europe and Asia. Some even felt that communists could threaten the U.S. government from within. These fears increased when people found out about some spies selling U.S. government secrets to the Soviets. Republicans accused the Truman administration of being soft on communism. In response to this pressure, Truman set up a loyalty review board. The board investigated over 3 million people. About 200 were fired. Many people felt that these investigations were unconstitutional. The accused were not allowed to see the evidence against them or to face their accusers. In 1947, Congress set up the House Committee on Un-American Activities, HUAC. Its purpose was to look for communists, both inside and outside the government. HUAC concentrated on the movie industry because of suspected communist influences in Hollywood. Many people were brought before HUAC. Some agreed that there had been communist infiltration of the movie industry. They informed on others to save themselves. 10 people called before HUAC refused to testify. They said the hearings were unconstitutional. The Hollywood 10, as they were called, were sent to prison for their refusal. In response to the HUAC hearings, Hollywood executives created a list of some 500 people they thought were communist-influenced. They refused to hire the people on this blacklist. Many people's careers were ruined. In 1950, Congress passed the McCarran Act. It outlawed the planning of any action that might lead to a totalitarian dictatorship in the United States. Question 1. What are 3 ways that the United States reacted to fear of communism at home? Spy cases stun the nation. How did spies increase fear of communism? 2 spy cases added to the fear of communism sweeping the nation. One involved an official of the State Department named Alger Hiss. A former Soviet spy accused Hiss of spying for the Soviet Union. He had documents that implicated Hiss. Hiss claimed the documents were forgeries. Hiss was convicted of perjury for lying about the documents and went to jail. In 1949, the Soviet Union tested an atomic bomb. Most people thought that it would take the Soviets much longer to develop their own atomic bomb. A British scientist admitted giving the Soviets secret information about the American bomb. He also implicated 2 Americans, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. The Rosenbergs were members of the American Communist Party. They denied the charges of spying, but they were convicted and sentenced to death. People from all over the world appealed for clemency for the Rosenbergs. They said the evidence against them was weak. The Supreme Court refused to overturn the decision, and the Rosenbergs were executed in 1953. Question 2. What 2 spy cases increased fear of communism in the United States? McCarthy launches his witch hunt. Who was Senator McCarthy? In the early 1950s, Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy made headlines. He claimed that communists were taking over the government. He also said the Democrats were guilty of treason for allowing this communist infiltration. McCarthy never produced any evidence to support his charges. These unsupported attacks on suspected communists became known as McCarthyism. Later, McCarthyism also came to mean the unfair tactic of accusing people of disloyalty without producing evidence. Many Republicans encouraged McCarthy. They thought that a strong anti-communist position would help them win the 1952 elections. But some complained that McCarthy was violating people's constitutional rights. In 1954, McCarthy made accusations against the U.S. Army. The Senate hearings were broadcast on national television. The American people watched McCarthy bully witnesses but produce no evidence. McCarthy lost public favor. The Senate voted to condemn him. There had been much support for communist witch hunts in the early 1950s. Many people were forced to take loyalty oaths in order to get jobs. States passed laws making it a crime to speak of overthrowing the government. These laws violated the constitutional right of free speech. But people became afraid to speak their views. Fear of communism made many Americans willing to give up their constitutional rights. Question 3. What was McCarthyism?